Hello again, and welcome to the October 2024 Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments Podcast. As always, this is your regular host and discussionist, Mark Pykla, and I'm pleased to report that I recently received a very nice email message from a new listener. He was from a foreign country, and he was letting me know that he very much enjoyed listening to a couple of these podcasts. Well, it wasn't a long message, but informed enough to convince me that he really was and had listened to at least one or two of these podcast messages. Why did I bring this up, and why do I want to share this with you? Well, every once in a while, when you begin questioning yourself, like, "Is anybody really out there listening? Am I really making a good, positive impact? And have I run out of good stuff to pass along?" Well, getting a message like the one I just reported tells me that you really never know who's listening, and you never understand the way your message may be helping somebody in a different way and reason. And bottom line, it costs you very little to share some good information every month, except a little time. So with that in mind, I'll just keep on sharing, and I hope that with this every month, that the messages that I pass along make a difference to you. So with that directive in mind, this month, I want to talk about who owns the big picture. Yep, that's what we're going to talk about. In companies and organizations, who really owns the big picture idea and dream and what should be happening? So what are you thinking about? I'll say that everybody out there listening needs to give this topic question a little more time before offering up a good, solid answer. If I were to come into your workplace and talk to your coworkers and maybe company owners or board members, and I ask them, "What's the big picture for your group and for this place?" What would they say? Would they say, "Well, we're growing profits. Our big picture is to expand our reach geographically," or, "We want to hire more people, be more tech-savvy, better train our people, market more." And some might even say, "It's not my job. So I don't worry about the big picture." Well, let me just say that for this learning moment, the priority is really that it is critical. It is critical in every workplace, no matter the product or the service, the number of employees, where you're located, or who owns or supervises the operation. It is critical that everyone own the big picture. You got to have everybody own the big picture. By owning it, I'm referring to a common theme, a common goal, a common message that everyone says and refers to, and lets people know everywhere really what you stand for. That's it. You know, when you think about ownership, you know, of the big picture, you want to make sure that everybody knows what you stand for. And maybe your big picture relates to your group's priorities, like quality, service, or quick product turnaround timing. Does everybody in your organization share that same priority message? Or maybe your message, maybe your big picture message is staying up with the times and still offering personal customer service, okay? In my director days, our big picture was designed around and owning the cause. What was the cause? The cause was just simply just helping people in whatever way we could. Okay? So that was the cause. And it was fun to have the gang say that they understood and were just there to help the cause. So I guess the bottom line for this month's Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments podcast is to make sure everyone in your business or organization feels and understands that they own the big picture too. It's not just the board people. It's not the top owners. It's everybody. Everybody needs to own the big picture. And yes, we all know and understand that times change, and therefore so does the big picture. But that means you gotta be able to communicate out to everybody within the organization, up and down the ranks, whether it's one person or 10 people or 100 people, that they own the big picture and need to hear that communication of what the big picture is. So let me say, by owning the big picture, it is a big priority. So don't wait on this issue, because today only comes around once. You know what I'm saying? All right. Well, for this month, it's time to wrap up. Thanks for letting me share my big picture thoughts with you. And make sure everybody in your organization owns it. It means a lot every day. And it's just a good personnel policy for everybody to own the big picture. Thanks so much for listening, and for sure, we will discuss a little more next month.